What would it mean to you to create a life you love? My mission through Quiet the Hive is to ensure that the women I work with get to the end of days thinking, holy cow, what a ride, rather than if only I'd been brave enough to, or I wish I'd had the strength to. And so that's what we take further here on From Inside the Hive podcast, and I'm so glad you're here. Every other week, you'll hear my own musings, things that I hope will inspire, challenge you, give you things to try out and things to channel. And those alternate weeks, I have an amazing guest who's going to share with you the story of their brave choice or something that can inspire you, along with hints and tips for how you can think about creating a life you love. If you want more of this outside of the podcast, then why not sign up for The Compass, my four-week self-guided online course helping you reconnect with you. Head to quietthehive.thinkific.com. Or perhaps you'd like to take it further and get some one-to-one coaching with me, an award-winning mindset coach. I'd be delighted to spend time helping you create a life you love. Okay, on with the show. Well, hello there and welcome to From Inside the Hive with me, Jane Galloway from Quiet the Hive. How are you? I am recording this on the 1st of February and I have to say the sun is out. It is warm in that sunshine and it is a proper chilly winter's day, but with that warm, glorious sun and blue sky. And I was incredibly grateful to get out there and have a run this morning. For some of you who will have seen my Instagram posts and read my Substack, more about both of those in the show notes and how to get hold of those, you will see that I have gone back to being a beginner with my running journey. Just before lockdown, I was 6 days away from running an ultra marathon, and now I can barely run a 5K. It does make me quite, I don't know, a little bit sad, a little bit curious, I guess, about the fact that once I could run for about 4.5 hours nonstop, and now I'm struggling with much more than 15 or 20. So I did my first 20-minute run this morning. I'm doing couch to 5K again, and you know, I got just as much of a thrill from it as I did when I was first beginning my running journey many years ago. Going back to the beginning on something doesn't mean that you are failing. And actually, sometimes we need to go back to the beginning. We need to take time to reassess and look and see where we are, because otherwise we just cruise on by without really thinking about it. This is one of the things we do in Awakening Women's Lives. For those of you who are regular listeners or follow me over on the socials, you'll know that Awakening Women's Lives is my award-nominated flagship program, which the alumni consistently describe as life-changing. It really is incredible, some of the things that people achieve. We have got, on the current cohort, we have got some real change coming through with choices around careers, around the development of side hustles that make the heart sing, about reconnecting with relationships. There's all sorts of good stuff. But I wanted to share with you a little insight around why it's important to stop and map out where you are. And this is why this is one of the first things we do in the first sessions of Awakening Women's Lives, is to say, okay, where are you now? Where are you expending your time and energy? Where are you putting your effort? And then think about whether it's in the right places. So there's a really, really simple tool for doing this, and it's available on the website. I'll make sure that that the link goes in the show notes for you. It's a tool that you may well have come across before, especially if you've ever experienced any coaching. And it's one that I do recommend, and it's one that you should be doing a few times a year. Once a quarter is ideal, but at least twice a year, I'd say. And it's a really good way to pinpoint where you are now. So what you do, it's called the Wheel of Life, by the way. Some of you may have come across it before with different terms, but it is a traditional coaching tool. And what you can do is draw a circle and split it up into 6 or 8 segments, and think about each of those segments representing an area in your life. So for example, it might be family, romantic relationship, career, finance, health and well-being, hobbies or interests or fun or adventure. Whatever you feel is where you spend a big amount of time. That's what to label those sections. And then you go around and you instinctively, with zero being the very center of the circle where all those lines that you've used to section up your circle cross over, that being zero, and the outer edge being 10. And you give each of those sections a score depending on, you can do it two ways. So either think about how satisfied you are with that particular area of your life, or the other way to look at it is the amount of time and energy you're expending in that area of your life. So it doesn't matter what 1, 3, 10, 6 means to you, as long as you're using that consistent gut instinct on it. Don't overthink it. It's not a scientific process. It's a process to get you thinking. So go around the circle and for each of those sections, pop your score in. And then look at it again and using the same scale and the same question. So either how satisfied am I with this or how much time and energy am I putting into this area? Score it again with a future viewpoint. So how much time and energy would you like to be putting in this area? How satisfied would you like to be with this area? And the temptation is to put tens all around, isn't it? But we know that we can't give 100% of the energy, 100% of the time to 100% of the things. And for some of us, actually, scoring a 5 at work might feel fine because we get our energy, our joy, our input from other areas in our life. Maybe we're doing a job that we can do and are happy with, but we've chosen that because it needs to pay the bills, or because actually we're expending so much mental and physical energy elsewhere in our circle of life, in our wheel of life, that we don't want something that takes over massively. So you may find that actually you're very satisfied with how much energy and time you're putting into this area. You may find that it's just 1 or 2 points above where you are. You may find that you want to pull back and put less time and energy into this area. This was actually the exercise I did that really made me open my eyes to how much physical, emotional, and mental energy I was putting into my career, into my job, at the time when I filled this out, to the detriment of everything else that was on that list. So it's a really great way to look at balance. Now, if you are someone who's thinking, well, I need to be 10 in everything, I'll give you another quick exercise that you can do. And this isn't so much a wheel of life as a pie chart of life. So look at your life as a circle, okay? That circle represents 100% of your energy. You can only give 100% of your energy. So split that circle into what you want that to look like. You could use the same headings as you're using on the wheel of life. And you may decide that actually you want 50% of your time to be focused on family and friends. But you only want 10% of your time focused on your job. And you want 10% of your time focused on your health and well-being. Well, that leaves you 30% more of your time and energy to play around with. So how do you want to split that up? It's a really good way to remind yourself that you cannot give more than 100% even across all these different things 100% of the time. You may, if you did it on a day-by-day basis, you may find that one day 100% of your time and energy goes in to work, or it may go into family, or it may go into me time or adventures or whatever else. But it's a really good way to look at, to remind yourself that you can't expend more than 100% of your energy, of your time, of your commitment. So anyway, back to the wheel of life. You will have in front of you two lots of scores, one which shows where you're spending your time and energy at the moment, and one that shows you where you would like to be putting in that time and energy. So you can link those up. So go ahead and join them dot to dot. So one question. So the where are you now? So link those up, and the where would you like to be? Link those up. And what you're left with is a really good visual representation of the gap between those two things. The reason we do this in Awakening Women's Lives is because we never, or we rarely, get a chance to stop still and say, where am I now and where do I want to be? Because life gets in the way, right? I know that lots of you are trying to cultivate or create habits, but you just run out of time. And actually, this is another little hint I've got for you, which I'm trying this year, and I'll let you know how it get on. But we never have enough time to sit down and do this. And that's why sometimes our habits go by the wayside, because we don't create the time. You have to create the time if you want to see the change. The time quite often is not about making the change. It's about noticing where you are and where you want to be. And that's why it's so important for Awakening Women's Lives when we spend time looking at this on the program. I promised I would give you a little hint about something I'm trying out at the moment. In January, for me, it was all about getting back in touch with my running journey. So I've been doing the Couch to 5K app again. My aim for 2024 is to be able to comfortably run a 10K again, which, without wishing to sound like I'm blowing my own trumpet, I used to be able to knock out fairly easily when I was at the height of my running. So I'd love to get back to the point where I'm looking forward and excited to going out and running a 10K rather than thinking, oh my God, I can't even run a 5K. So I decided that January was going to be the month to get that cracked. I now feel like I'm cultivating a running habit again. So I'm ready to introduce something else. And this is what I'm going to do during 2024. The other thing that slipped along the wayside is my meditation practice. So I went for, I think it was about 18 months meditating every day, and then I stopped. And I just haven't been able to pick it up again. So during February, I'm going to begin to cultivate a daily meditation practice again. And I may even learn to say it properly as well, you never know. And then come March, I'll be looking to build something else in, another tiny habit. If you're a fan of Michael Molesley, who does the podcast on BBC Sounds on Radio 4 called One Small Thing, where he talks about a small change you can make to improve your physical or mental well-being. If you're a fan of those and you quite often listen and think, oh, I must do that, this might be a really good way to build in 12 little habits across the year. I'll let you know how I get on with that, and maybe you can let me know if you decide to do it too. So there we go. I am just letting you know the sorts of things that we look at in Awakening Women's Lives and why actually it really does lead to difference. The women who join me commit to 6 sessions, 3-hour sessions, so a good chunk of time to sit down and really make progress on thinking about where you are now, where you want to be, and how to close that gap, how to create a blueprint to get there. People talk to me about the long-standing impact that this program has for them. In fact, just the other day, I had an alumni comment on one of my posts that I'd put on Instagram to say that she looks back through all the resources that she had from AWL. And this is someone who completed their program about a year, 18 months ago. And she talks about how she realizes how many strategies she's adopted in life now from doing AWL, Awakening Women's Lives, that she has just found brilliant. And those are her words. It's really made a difference for her, and I know that it makes a difference for others. We've had people start their own businesses. We've had people leave stagnant careers, stagnant relationships. We have had people make brave choices that they have been putting off for years and years. Like Jo, who put off, she felt living her life for 20 years until she discovered Awakening Women's Lives. I really want to help you to tap in to what it is you want from your one wild and precious life and support you, be right there with you the full length of the time to make those changes and to see that difference. So if that appeals, we are kicking off again in March and I would love to see you there. There is this tool, the Wheel of Life, but there are so many more tools. Each of those 3-hour sessions is supported by a mid-month motivator and a home mission so that you don't lose impetus or momentum. You also have contact with me throughout the program and the other women in the program who sometimes do go on to become those lifetime friends who you can check in with, who will support and champion you along the way. The encouragement that I see them give each other is just astounding and really quite instrumental in making the differences they want to make. Okay, so there you go. Why not create some time and do your own Wheel of Life and let me know how you get on. Next time I will have another episode with a wonderful guest, and I'm really excited to introduce you to this next one. She is a bundle of energy. All right, my lovelies, until next time, take good care. Let me know how you get on, and I'll speak to you soon. If you enjoyed this podcast from Inside the Hive by Quiet the Hive, then please leave us a 5-star rating or drop us any comments in the box below. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Any comments or ratings you give us all help other people who would benefit from the content to find us. Thanks so much.